Attention, pleasure seekers. What if I told you there was a toy that was so iconic that it practically set the standard for all my favorite products? Allow me to introduce or reintroduce to you the Magic Wand. Dubbed the Cadillac of Vibrators, the Magic Wand is more than just a toy. It's a culture icon, a symbol of power and unapologetic pleasure. Do you know any other toys that have been praised in Time magazine? Didn't think so. With a unique rumble that resonates deep within, the Magic Wand Original is not just a product, it's a trusted confidant. And it's a sure thing. Never had an orgasm? Try a Magic Wand. Never given your party a full body massage? Try the Magic Wand. Listen, it's rightfully earned accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades, and I've been obsessed with my Magic Wand. I even drilled holes in my bedside table so that she's always next to me in case I need her. Well, that was years ago, because now there are multiple iterations of the Magic Wand, allowing you to pick whatever model fits your lifestyle. You can go wireless with the Magic Wand Rechargeable, tiny with the Magic Wand Mini, or micro. Micro is really mini. Or go for variety with the Magic Wand Plush. The best part though, all of them have the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original so popular. So if you're ready to make some magic, visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to cast a spell on the world. Magic Wand, not just a vibrator, an icon of pleasure. Summer is definitely the sexiest season. I mean, think about it. The days are longer, the nights are hotter, and your sex life is too. And if you're looking to turn up the heat, how about a little help from our friends at Promescent? Summer is all about things hot and steamy, so I highly recommend you add something extra and tap into Promescent's lineup of pleasure-enhancing products. I've been singing their praises for years since they started, and for good reason. Because first up, we have the legendary Delay Spray. This is the MVP of lasting longer and keeping those eager penile nerves in check. You just do a quick spray, and you're set to outlast even the longest days of summer, ensuring the party doesn't end before you want it to. So you can have the mind-blowing climax you're now so very well equipped to reach, thanks to Promescent. It just helps you last longer without all the worry. And for women, Promescent's warming arousal gel is a fun pre-sex ritual. You just rub it into your vulva a few minutes before and you'll feel it start to tingle, warming up every nerve ending. So you'll feel that much more pleasure everywhere before you even get going. So it's kind of like the sure thing. So make sure this summer is the sexiest one yet. Check out promescent.com/Emily and get 15% off at checkout. You get free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, discreet shipping, all the things. Promescent is your ticket to a more guaranteed good time. That's PROMESCENT.com/Emily. Promescent.com/Emily for your exclusive discount. Check it out.
This episode is brought to you by one of our amazing sponsors, Mask Sexual Flavor Strips. They enhance your sexual experiences with a taste of strawberry, mango, watermelon, or chocolate. It's kind of like a Listerine strip, but for sex. So if you like sex and you want to make it even more enjoyable, and you like hearing Sex with Emily for free, check out Mask at sexualflavors.com. Enjoy the show. I promise your sex life will improve.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. I no longer have the Friends with Benefits program. My podcast is completely free so that you can always enjoy Sex with Emily. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
You know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. Yeah, and today's show, we will be reading the emails that you send to feedback@sexwithemily.com or directly on my website. It's so easy now. You just go to the Q&A section and you can just write your question right there and send it to us. And topics on the show today include cheating and jealousy, good sex, bad relationship, sexual insecurities, sex toy boxes, and married sex. Plus, today is Monday, so we thought we'd talk about missionary sex, Missionary Monday. How can you spice up missionary sex? Because, you know, it's kind of like we're going to talk about how to spice up the missionary position because money doesn't have to be boring and neither does the missionary.
What does it have to be boring?
The missionary. Mondays or
missionary.
I thought
you said money.
Money's not boring. Money's awesome. Mondays and the missionary, neither one have to be boring.
No, they don't.
But the missionary, if you're like, oh, really, missionary, da-da-da, but I'm going to show you all these ways that you can actually spice up the missionary so you can still do the missionary position, but you can do it with a little twist, and it's fun for everyone, fun for the whole family.
That's good. Speaking about fun, what did you do over the weekend?
I had so much fun this weekend.
Yeah.
What'd
you do?
I went, okay, so Friday night, I ended up going to this party at that new Chambers restaurant bar that used to be Phoenix Hotel. So it's a hotel, and there's an indoor, really cool new, like, bar, club, restaurant, and then outside there's, like, a pool area, and it was super fun because there was three birthdays parties there that night, and I knew two of the people, and so it was just a great combination of people that came together. Like, I knew – there was a tons of people that I knew and tons I didn't know, and I actually met – there was, like, a lot of good-looking guys there. So I met some guys, but there's one guy was talking to me. And he was cute. We were talking for a few minutes, and he said to me, so what do you do? And I've decided at that moment, I'm like, I don't want to get into it. So I said, you know, I don't really want to talk about work right now. It's the weekend. Because I just decided that going in to telling some guy that I think is kind of cute that I'd have a sex show, it automatically is going to, you know, change his perception, as we've talked about in the show. So I was like, I'm going to try something different here. I'm not going to tell this guy. So he's like, okay, that's cool. I get it. We don't have to talk about it. And we were talking for like 5 minutes.
He probably automatically thought you were either a stripper or a prostitute.
Why? Do I look like that?
If you just said, oh, I don't want to get into it
now. Oh, you think it's worse then? You think you automatically thought I was a stripper? Do I look like a stripper?
You could be a stripper.
You think I could be a stripper?
There's all types of strippers. Yeah.
Thanks.
What do you mean?
Okay. Well, okay.
Why can't you be a stripper?
I just said, God, I'm exhausted. I don't want to talk about work. I've been working all day. He's like, that's cool. So literally 2 minutes later, the birthday boy comes up. My friend Joe. And he's like, hey. He's like, oh, you guys met. That's awesome. He goes, do you know who this girl is? And he starts going into, he's like, she's got a sex talk show, and it's called Sex with Emily, and she knows everything about sex. And I'm just standing there going, I just tried to avoid this very situation, and it was not like 2 to 3 minutes later. So that was a little embarrassing because I was just – because then what do they think? Like, what would you think if you were a guy – I mean, you are a guy – and we were talking, you know what people think. You probably can't be objective because you've known me for too long. But anyway, so that was pretty funny. But I did give the guy my number, and I realized that I really wasn't that interested in him, but he called me the next day and asked me out. So now I'm like that
the
girl.
The next day?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I don't really want to go out with him, so now what do I
do?
Why do
you give out your number
so that's
all these
what I want to talk about.
All the time.
I don't know, because I didn't know what to do. And his message was kind of annoying, and he was like, I just don't know. Like, I thought to myself, I'm like, God, I give advice about this all day long, and I gave this guy my phone number, and I have no intention of calling him back.
Uh-huh.
But I think I will text him and just say, hey, got your message.
Yeah.
I'm dating someone, not really into it. Really busy the next few weeks. Stay in touch. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I've just worked it out on the air right here. Just
that's good.
What I'm gonna do. But I was like, why did I give him my number? And then it was just like embarrassing. And then I'm like, oh, does he just want to call me because it's sex shit? Whatever. So I don't want to do that. And then, I don't know, how was your weekend? I mean, I got a lot to say.
My weekend was, it was pretty
epic.
Cool. Yeah, Friday, I just, you know, stayed busy, worked. But Saturday, I called up some of my friends, and I said, you know what? You know, come to my neighborhood, let's go drinking, we'll go to the bars and stuff like that. So one of my friends who I've known for 14 years, super shy guy, you know, when ladies come around, not very talkative. And then after a couple of drinks, he tells me, he goes, so... And I would never think this in a million years.
Okay.
He goes, so, you know that chick? He told me he was going out on a date with some girl. He because I was making fun of him, he said, oh, I'm going to the restaurant, and then her and I are going to go sailing. Like, sailing around the bay.
Okay.
I go, that's cool. He goes, well, I didn't tell you, but I met this girl on Craigslist.
Okay.
I'm like, what? I go, you, out of all people, are trolling around for chicks on Craigslist?
Right.
And I thought it was so amazing, and he started telling me, like, yeah, you know, you just go on there, and you start chatting and emailing with people. But he puts time into it. Like,
right.
Sometimes we would just chat for, like, a week before we even, like, meet up.
Oh, so he's done several women. He's had several.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I go, you put in a week? Like, I can't even talk to a girl for 5 minutes.
I know. Like, if that.
Yeah.
Right.
But he's had some good experiences.
Wow.
But he goes, but some of them are crazy.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute. A girl you met on Craigslist is crazy?
Why is the Craigslist genre of woman crazier? Because Craigslist is all the, like, what's it called? Casual Encounters? Is he on Casual Encounters on Craigslist?
I don't know.
Do they still have that?
I don't know.
Okay. Casual Encounters was a section of Craigslist where you can be like, I want to have sex now.
Yeah.
Like, I have friends who used to do that.
I used to read those for fun because they were so descriptive.
They're
like,
so descriptive. Like, I want you to come over and tie me up and then stick a sock in my mouth and then fuck me.
my door my door will be unlocked and I'll be waiting.
Right.
And yeah, it was just
that's
amazing.
Crazy. Good for him though.
Yeah, it was fun.
So did he leave you to go meet up with the girl on the bay?
No. Okay. That was just a past date that he was
got
on.
It.
But then we went out drinking and we went to a bar and
yeah, I saw your tweets that you were like wasted.
I was really drunk. I ended up throwing up.
Oh.
And it was I puked everywhere. But
oh,
I mean
man.
Into the toilet. I've been so there awesome. Wasn't really a mess and but for some reason there was potato chips broken all over my house and it really pissed me off because I always borrow a vacuum from a friend of mine upstairs. Okay. And I just saw it the day before and asked for the vacuum and then I had to call her back and say, "Hey, can I get the vacuum
right.
again?" She went and left for another state.
Oh,
so
no.
Now I have to wait.
Just go buy a vacuum.
Pisses me off. No, I don't
no,
want
you don't
to
own a vacuum.
I only have like one tiny rug.
Get
in
a
my
dust
house.
Buster. Those are awesome. They clean up like a thing. Anyway,
my
so
friend
you got
has a
sick?
Vacuum. Yeah.
I know. I saw your things. I'm like, oh, God. It was like
was,
2 a.m.
I was dead all Sunday.
And then I got a text from you about
the cock ring thing. I was drunk and I went into the bathroom at the bar and I see this all the time. It's like a rubber cock ring with spikes that they just sell in the vending machine.
Right.
Have you ever seen that before?
Yeah, no.
I see it like all the time at bars.
With spikes.
Which
ouch.
Is weird.
That is weird. That is, I mean.
I didn't know cock rings were that
popular.
Popular.
They're
at everybody...
Walgreens. I mean, they're at the drugstore. But the thing that I thought interesting was, and maybe you've seen this before, but I don't go to, I don't know, clubs that sell condoms in the bar, in the restrooms usually. But it was
we've been to
in
places
dark.
That sold that stuff. You just don't know what's in there.
Okay. Right. So the one that glow in the dark condoms, like why would you want your penis to glow in the dark when you're having sex? That'd be kind of weird. Maybe if you were like on drugs or something and you were like tripping and you'd be like, wow, look at that. But why would you want your penis just to be the one thing you see in the room?
That'd
glow
be
in the dark.
Cool.
You think? You want one?
Yeah,
I got you one.
Your...
It was at 75 cents.
Imagine if it's dark and your penis is glowing in the dark and then you're, it's like magic. Your penis disappears and reappears.
Yeah.
You
know? It sounds kind of cool.
Yeah. See?
Anyway, that was funny. Sounds like, did you meet any chicks?
No, we just talked. I was mainly just like having them talk to girls, you know?
What do you mean you were having them? You're like, you
because
discuss
if I go out with my
yourself.
Boys, like, I don't care. And in general, I don't go out and like try to hook up with chicks or anything.
Right.
When I go to bars because that's not where I want to meet somebody.
No.
But I'm always like encouraging my friends to talk to people.
That's
and
good.
And it's weird because I'm a lot more outgoing to talk to people because I'm not like trying to sleep with them.
Right.
To come over and chat. So we met some cool people.
Right. Where were you?
We were at this bar in
okay.
my neighborhood.
Got it. Okay, got it. That's cool. So yeah, that's good though. Like C-, I think you just brought up a really important point.
Okay.
Something that you do that a lot of men listening to the show don't do this, and it's that you thought, like, you're hanging with your friends, and you weren't focused on the chick. Like, you were like, maybe I'll meet someone, but I'm not going to be focused on it, and you're very comfortable with yourself. Yeah. So you're comfortable just hanging out, and then the chicks come to you. I mean, I'm not saying that's always going to happen, but just when you're not, like, on the prowl. Like, that's not attractive.
Yeah.
But you just having fun with your guy friends is going to be attractive to girls. You'll be like, oh, look at that hot group of guys over there.
Yeah, and those guys are getting wasted.
That's so fun. Yeah, I got pretty drunk too. But not too drunk. But I had a blast. I mean, it was just like all these people I hadn't seen in forever. And it was just it was just one of those like amazing San Francisco nights.
Cool.
Can't explain it. Yeah, it was super fun. And then Saturday I went to a comedy show. It was Big Lebowski.
You went to a comedy show? That's my favorite.
Really?
To go to comedy
in the Mission.
Shows.
It was a total hipster thing.
Oh, never
it
mind.
Was the Big Lebowski meets Shakespeare.
Yeah.
So they did the Big Lebowski on Shakespeare, like Much Ado About Nothing and Big Lebowski. But I haven't seen the Big Lebowski enough to get all
enough?
The humor.
You're probably lying. You've never even seen it.
I've seen it once, like years ago. Have you seen it a bunch? Is it like your favorite movie?
I've seen it like 20 times.
Do you love it?
Yeah, I like it
okay.
a lot.
I mean, I know it's a great film, but some of it was sort of lost on me because I was like, I don't really think this is funny. But I went to a comedy show. I felt it was very cultured, and it was in the Mission District, which is like, you know, where there's a lot of hip. Supposedly hip things happening in the in San Francisco. Okay, so then remember when I had that blind date a few weeks ago? The one that lasted 57 minutes and I was out of there?
Yeah, and then the guy, he emailed you and asked you out again or something?
Yeah, and I like said yes. But then I realized.
Oh, yeah. You
because
said
obviously I'm bad at this. But no, I said, yeah, sure. Because I always think, even if I know on the first date that it's not right, I'm getting better at this. And I just thought, he's a friend of a friend, and he seemed like a nice guy, and it seemed really far away when he asked me to go out again. So I was like, yeah, 2 weeks. But now I looked at my calendar last night, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm just going to go out with him on Tuesday, so I'm going to cancel. But right as I was about to cancel, I got this email from him. I'm going to read it.
All right.
Emily, I have some thoughts on one way. Okay, so let me back up. Friday's show, we gave some tips about some fun dates and things that people can do that are different for the weekend.
We said kite flying.
We said kite flying, which actually I told you one of my interns thought it was Kelsey, didn't go on a date once when someone asked her out to kite flying, and someone else thought it'd be really fun. Another, and Aaron thought it'd be fun. So yes, kite flying was one of them. But he said, I have some thoughts on what might be fun for Tuesday. Let me know what you think. Number one. I just know Mens is going to make a face.
That's why you already screwed up. He asked you what you wanted to do.
Ready?
You never ask a woman that.
Walk on the beach. The weather looks really nice this week. Beautiful today. Might be fun to pick up some food, bring it down to the beach, Pacific Beach or Chrissy Field, and go for a walk.
Wow.
Number two, a movie. I've really been wanting to see The Tree of Life. Do you know it? Interested? It's playing at the Embarcadero, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my God. And then we get dinner after. Theater.
Or number three, or just keep it simple with dinner, maybe some music. Any sound appealing? What time are you free? Signed, blind date. So I, your eyes are closed.
So, oh, let's do something hip and cool and go to the indie movie theater.
Gag. Okay, but here's the point. I like that he laid out these options. That's nice. I just knew
that's
you were
nice,
going to face
this. That's nice, but then you're not going to make a decision. Well,
I canceled.
You don't want to go anyways, yeah.
So but I emailed him back and I canceled.
Even if you were into this guy and he gave you those options, you wouldn't make a decision.
I would. Do you want to know what I would choose? I would choose
the dinner.
Dinner.
Because you don't have to do anything.
Or the movie. I would never go to movies. I need to go to more movies. I really want to see like a million movies right now. So I would choose maybe a movie that. But I can't do it Tuesday night because I have a class for sex school that I have to go to.
What is your response?
So I said, oh my God, they all sound awesome, but I have to cancel.
And cancel with no further.
I have a sex. No, I have a class to go. I'm going to a class on polyamory. For sex school on Tuesday night that I have to go to. I
bet you'd love that topic.
I do love polyamory, non-monogamy. Yeah. I want to learn more about it. I do. So it's class, expert teaching. I'm going to go with some sex school friends and maybe some interns, you know. So it's at Good Vibrations. Yeah, I think it'll be an interesting class. So that I just thought I'd read that because it was very funny that he brought all those examples after we were just giving examples. And I thought those were very clever. And I feel bad because he really thought it out. And then I canceled.
Really?
Yeah.
Beach, movie, and dinner?
It was like so descriptive. Is that bad? Okay. So anyway, that was it. That was, and then there's no other guys.
So you don't want to go anywhere unless you're going on a Zeppelin. That's what you should do next time.
Really?
The Zeppelin, they have those Zeppelin rides. You can drink champagne inside a Zeppelin here
really?
In the city. Yeah.
Can we do that?
Costs like a grand though. I ain't taking you.
Okay. Shit. What'd you take?
I need to get laid if I'm taking a lady out there.
Dude, what else? We've had fun. We have so much fun together. So anyway, that was my deal. Okay, let's get into some. Okay, we got sex in the news.
Okay.
We've got emails. We've got sex tips. I think should do a little sex in the news.
What do you got?
Dating site for beautiful people dumps 30,000 people for being too ugly.
Wait, this is was this the like ultra...
Beautifulpeople.com.
Yeah.
Okay. So they were hit by a Shrek virus, allowing tons of people of average or below average looks to join the service, bypassing the usual screening process.
Yeah.
So then they had to let them go. Because 30,000 people joined and they weren't allowed to join. So they had to pay $112,000 in refunds to 4,500 of the 30,000 who had paid.
What? He says, Why don't they just keep that money?
They said, we have to stick to our founding principles of only accepting beautiful people. That's what our members have paid for. We can't just sweep 30,000 ugly people under the carpet.
Wow.
How bad is that?
That's classy.
That is classy. So 30,000 people signed up thinking, oh, I can get on this site. And then they were like, sorry, you're ugly. That is so mean. I feel bad about this site. Like, I think that's a lot of people are like, I wasn't hot enough to be on beautiful.com. I feel really bad. People already feel bad about themselves.
Yeah.
So that was a bummer. Okay. Music producer threatened to give Shaquille O'Neal sex tape to NBA star's wife. So music producer Robert Ross was kidnapped and beaten 3 years ago. It said he threatened to give an alleged sex tape of Shaquille O'Neal to the NBA star's wife. So it's like every week another sex tape surfaces. Put your cameras away. Like, don't film yourself having sex.
This has been in the news for a
long time. I know, but now
time.
It's like, right.
But yeah, it's now it's
they're
coming.
They're not sure it exists, they say.
It's coming back because the guys that beat him up are going to finally go on trial.
Right.
And
exactly.
Yeah, but everyone knew this was a new knowledge that Shaq was cheating on his wife. He didn't hide
they
it very well.
Cheat. Really? I don't know that. He was just sleeping around.
Yeah.
Does everyone know that but me?
Yes.
Cool. How Curry? Okay, so that's everyone knows that, but just we have to talk about sex tapes.
Yeah.
How curry herb? The curry herb can spice up your sex life.
Okay.
An herb, as they say in the UK. using curries can heat up a couple's sex life, a study suggests. Researchers monitoring libidos and orgasms found fenugreek, it's spelled F-E-N-U-Greek, G-R-E-E-K, boosted male sex drive by at least a quarter. That's pretty significant. Mm-hmm. 60 men aged between 25 and 52 took an extract twice a day for 6 weeks. Within that time, their sexual arousal had increased by an average of 28%. Scores fell for another group of men taking placebo pills, and it contains compounds that contain saponins, and it's thought that these stimulate male sex hormones, including testosterone.
I know curry is...
I don't like curry.
It's a hip thing to do, but I just can't even get close to it.
I don't like it. No. So you won't be taking this, but you probably don't
No.
need to take it.
I
so
don't.
That's a good thing, right?
I got tequila, man.
Tequila. Did you drink tequila this weekend?
Yes.
Is that what you...
That's probably why I barfed.
Yeah. I did dirty martinis, which is my favorite. Erection-boosting condom. We talked about this a few weeks ago by Future Medical nears EU approval. So the Viagra condom came another step closer to popping up on store shelves and in bedrooms on June 20th. So it was recommended for EU approval in the European Union. So it's a gel. It has a, so it's a prophylactic or condom that has a gel in it designed to help men's erections last longer.
That's cool.
That is cool, right?
Yeah.
So you don't have to take a pill. You can just have it in the condom.
I'm sure those are going to be selling off the charts.
I know. We should get them as a sponsor once they approve. They'll be our advertiser. Yeah. That would be awesome.
I bet there's like so many other companies trying to keep stuff like that down, though.
What do you mean? Keep it down?
Just trying to get it not approved.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. No, why? Well, what? Oh, because like Viagra is so powerful and they're like, we don't want you to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. Okay, that's what I got for Sex in the News.
Cool.
Emails?
We got emails, my favorite.
Of course, we got emails. Got
to hear from the people, see what they
and
like.
And coming up, like I said, it's going to be Missionary Monday if you just started joining us. We're talking about new twists on the missionary position. Oh, first, I got to do the poll. So our poll last week was, how do you feel about hair below the equator? So here were the choices. Trimmed, please, Brazilian wax, no hair, all natural is best, and no preference. So what do you think the winner was, Menace, out of those choices?
No hair.
You're wrong. The winner at 48% said trimmed, please. 31% said Brazilian wax, no hair. 12% said all natural is best. So 12% is pretty significant.
12%
all natural.
Has
they want
problems.
The bush. And
that's
9%,
probably our older audience.
9% no. 9 said no preference. 9%.
No preference.
No preference. Some people don't care, men and women. I mean, it's this poll, they don't care.
So, I care.
I know you do. You would have said Brazilian wax, no hair.
Yes.
But I like 48% is like trim. So I think that it is sort of going towards that right now. That the Brazilian wax and the bare, no hair, I think that there's a trend moving towards just slightly trimmed.
It's funny because I hear out there like women trying to rebel and say, oh, I don't want to look like a baby or blah, blah, blah. And then they go, I just, you know, wear it all natural. And then the people that are... You know, listening to them talk are just laughing and saying
how bad it is
and making fun of them.
Because they're saying that? Yeah, but women always do backlashes like that. But I can see it's a pain. It's like hard. It's literally a pain. Like, you can't get them waxed off.
Well,
you don't
I'm sorry.
Oh, you do know. You do what it's like. Okay, so that was a poll for last week. We have a new poll up now. We want everyone to go vote, sexwithemily.com. What are you thinking about during sex? Here's the choices.
Transformers.
A, my technique. B, what I need to do later, like my job. 3, someone else, the lover that I'm with. What are you usually thinking about during sex? Someone else?
You're going to ask me?
Yeah, I'm just curious.
What am I thinking?
Depends.
Performance, mostly.
Performance, yeah. You're like, am I doing it?
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm thinking about. I don't think I'm thinking about anything.
Just hanging out?
Yeah, no, I'm just in the moment. I'm in the moment enjoying myself.
See, that's a problem. Then you probably want to talk and stuff.
I do want to talk a lot. I wish you could talk during. I wish you could carry on conversations during sex. Like, I love talking. I'm like, I can't wait.
Like
I'm thinking,
nightmare.
I can't wait for this to be over because I've got so much to talk to you about.
God.
Just kidding. No, I'm not
it's
like
a
that.
Nightmare.
I'm not a nightmare. Okay. Right. I mean, maybe. Because I like to talk. You remember my ex-boyfriend who said, like, can we not talk before 8 a.m. and after 8 o'clock at night?
Wow. Do you remember that? Yeah.
He's still one of my best friends. And he lets me talk. Okay, dear Emily, I came home early recently on a Friday at 3 p.m. to find my wife being eaten by my best friend.
Oh. That's nice.
Now I can't even think of giving her oral. What should I do? Chris St. John.
Well, Chris, you should have left that bitch right at that moment.
Well, maybe he's it's his wife, so he's trying to work it out. So I would say you've got bigger problems. I'm thinking he's got bigger problems than going down on his wife again.
Yeah.
I think you might need some relationship building and counseling to heal the pain, and the sex life and trust will have to slowly rebuild. Because after you are caught cheating or you catch your partner cheating, it's really hard to get those images on your mind. You have a lot of anger. And I know that there's some couples, I know in you, Menace, if a woman cheated on you, you'd be like, done. You say this, that you'll be done and out of there.
I say this. I know this.
Okay. You know this. But a lot of people, they're married. Who knows if they have kids? And he's like worried about going down on her again. And I'm thinking, there are couples I know personally who have cheated and they just kind of brushed it under the rug. Like, I know a woman who cheated on her husband and he was like, that's cool, as long as you don't do it again. And they never talked about it again, which I think is really unhealthy, because I don't think that no matter how stoic you are as a man and you're like, that's cool, whatever, I'll be fine. Or if you're a woman and your husband cheated on you, I think it's going to bring up issues that are going to be there for a while. So I do think
you
need therapy.
Yeah, but you guys want to go so in depth and talk everything out. What is it going to change? It doesn't change.
It can change a lot. Maybe they're having issues in their relationship and there's stuff they can work on.
It's not going to change what happened. I'm sorry.
It's not going to change what happened, but I think that he probably doesn't want to have sex with her right now, and that's totally normal. I mean, I think that it would be hard to go down on her and to do that.
You should write back. I want to see.
What do you want to know? We're going to email him.
I want to know if he's thinking of leaving her, or he's just with her and staying.
Well, email today. Well, obviously he's staying with her because he's concerned that he can't go down on her. And I'm like, you got bigger fish to fry, buddy.
I'm wondering if he's trying to just work it out and stay with her, or
I think he's trying to work it out.
Or if this was cool with him.
I think they need therapy.
I think
to deal with a cheating that you have to deal with it. You have to deal with the issues. And I'm not sure that the fact that was his question, I just think he's got bigger problems.
I think you get somebody new, there's no baggage.
Okay. Hi, Emily. I've been listening to your show for a couple months and appreciate all the good advice, great sex tips, and the very helpful Kegel Camp iPhone app, which is my app that I mentioned earlier. I've been with my girlfriend for over a year now, and although she tells me that she only wants to have sex with me, I can't help but wonder how I measure up considering her very promiscuous past. Let me give you some background. I'm 30, and I've only slept with 10 girls. Although your Kegel app has helped me hold out longer, I still have a hard time making my girl orgasm through intercourse. I routinely go down on her, and that helps. I know she has had bigger, and it makes me wonder if my lack of size is part of the problem.
Ladies, never tell your
I know. I'm very competitive and want to be the best she has ever had for my own self-confidence. What I know about her past experiences leave me feeling very lacking in our relationship. She is awesome.
Why is he discussing past?
Okay, I know. Can I just finish the letter? Okay. I love her, and when I don't think about it, we have a great time together. An honest, objective response from both your perspective as well as Menace is greatly appreciated. Befuddled in San Diego. He's a premium member. Thank you so much, Befuddled in San Diego, for being a premium member. And you know, if you're a premium Friends with Benefits member, you get all your emails answered, and we also are doing special video answers for you. Okay, first of all, I would say, yeah, what are you doing talking about this stuff? I don't think that couples should share their past sexual history. I think that it's never good to talk about the number of people you slept with. That, you know, no guy wants to hear the last guy you slept with had a big penis, that you've been with many people. I just think that if you can find one situation where it bodes well for the relationship, let me know. But otherwise, it's a bad thing. That doesn't help the situation. And I think that for Befuddled, that he is going there in his mind, and I think that his biggest problem is his mind, because he's saying that when I don't think about it, we have a great time together, when I'm not thinking about it. But he's thinking about it during sex, that he's not pleasing her. And so I don't even know for a fact, he's thinking that it's because of his size that she's not able to orgasm during sex. But what I'm curious about is, does he know for sure that she was able to orgasm with these other men during intercourse? Like, a lot of women can't. Only 30% of women can have orgasms during intercourse. So I'm pretty surprised. Like, I'm not even sure. Like, he might be in his mind making it to be a bigger thing, like that he's not pleasing her in that department, and maybe she's just hasn't been able to before. But for most women, and I've been doing this for a long time now, I've never gotten an email from a woman that said, my partner's penis is too small and therefore I can't have an orgasm. I think that is one of those myths. I mean, sure, it's happened like in the history of the world, but I doubt that is the issue. And I think that, see, by hearing all this information that she told him, it's in his mind playing, and he's totally overthinking it, and he's got to just put it out of his head, and he's got to either talk to her about it, because I think that they also need to talk about it, because I think that he's jumping to conclusion here. I think he's saying that she was able to with all these other guys and not me. And I actually don't think that's true. Because most women, if you're able to with one guy, you can do it with another guy.
Yeah.
You can have that orgasm.
I think that why do people not listen to us about talking about past
people,
relationships?
Where have you, I know. Never do it.
Why? There's nothing you will gain from it. Nothing.
You never do.
Break up with somebody before I tell them how many people I've been with.
Yeah.
Because it's not that information is not going to be useful anything just to be used against you.
Exactly. And especially men, I think it's hard for women, but men never get over the fact that there was like other penises in your life. And yeah. I think they're honestly like in their brain, they're like, wow, she's at print. There's penises everywhere. Like just picking you and penises. Like I think that this image is just bad. Like just don't talk about the number. Don't talk about who you sleep with. Don't ever talk about like other penises that you've been with. Like just pretend it was his penis is your only penis.
Yeah.
Like this penis here and now in front of me is the one penis that I care about. And that's all.
Correct.
So we agree. I love it. Emily, I really enjoy listening to your show and the variety of topics. Keep it up. I know you've had a segment on I think we read this. I forgot to take it out. Good relationships, bad sex. Did we talk about this if you have good relationships and bad sex last week?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Did. Emily, where have you been my whole life? I discovered your show this past weekend and I'm so thrilled to have found you. I'm 6 foot tall, slim, athletic, creative, honest 33-year-old woman, and while I've never felt entirely confident in my appearance, I am constantly complimented on it. I was raised in a conservative Catholic family where the topics of sex and sexuality were considered taboo, so much so that they grew to be issues that I feared. I finally lost my virginity at the ripe old age of 28 to an amazing man who I've shared 3 happy years with. When we broke up, I swore I wouldn't revert to my old prude ways. 2 years now, I'm still single, dateless, and sexless. I can't help but think my hidden fears have returned and might be repelling men. On the other hand, I've not met a man who interests me enough to want to spend time with. Am I denying myself or just waiting for Mr. Right Now? I catch guys watching me all the time, but they never approach me. When I approach men, the majority look surprised or even scared. Is it my height? I'm tired of being alone. Can you help? Thanks in advance. You are like the best friend in high school I never had. Warm wishes, Ellie. She's a premium member as well. So thanks, Ellie, for becoming a Friends with Benefits member. And, okay, there's a lot in this.
Where's she from, does it say?
It doesn't say where she's from. Oh, everyone, tell us where you're from. We want to know where you're from. When you send us an email, say where you're from. So, or does she say it? No. Okay, so here's the deal. If she really does have these hidden fears, I mean, people who grew up in strictly religious homes, we've talked about this, can have severe sexual issues around sex. They feel like it's wrong. They think sex is only for procreation. I mean, in their mind, they don't really believe it, but that sex is only for procreation and that, that it's just wrong and evil to have sex. Like that's the message they were getting. So I think that that's something that I would like work on and work on your issues, maybe go to therapy. Because she thinks that this is what she feels she's emitting these signals to guys that says she's prude and has these issues around sex. So I would say if you really feel that they're still ruining your life and it's still taking over, you should kind of go work on them because that stuff's not going to go away. But I would say that you're a tall woman. I think that's amazing. Like one of my best friends is 6 feet tall. Like I don't think that men are intimidated or scared, but I don't think so. I don't think that's it. Right. I mean, if you a hot 6 foot woman or any woman, do you,
no, I don't. I don't care. I do believe though that in my mind that tall women want to be with taller guys. That's all.
Some do, but some don't. Like my friend who's 6 feet tall, she always loves short guys. She loves the short guys. So it's like it's so funny because I always like tall guys and I'm short. So whatever. But I would say that just keep going and doing what you're doing, sweetie, because I think that it's great that you are so conscious about your issues and that you're so open about them and that you seem to write this very eloquent email. And I think that you just got to keep doing what you're doing, keep approaching men and keep just putting yourself out there. And maybe if you are these issues, the religious stuff or coming from your background are still hindering you, then go get a little therapy.
Or just go sleep with somebody. It's called the slump buster.
Slump buster? Just having sex because you've been in a slump?
Yeah, and then just have sex with somebody and then
she'll
get you back in that
mood. She's
going
to return to being a prude again because she was a prude in her past. It's funny. A lot of people I know are like, oh, I'm afraid I'm going to be a slut again, but she's like a prude again. I think that we carry stuff in our minds and we still think of ourselves as a certain way when we're no longer that way. So I would just start thinking of yourself in this new way, this beautiful 33-year-old woman who has your whole life ahead of you and you have, you know, you're healthy and you're sound attractive and smart and it's going to happen when it happens. But sometimes it just takes a little while to meet that person.
Yeah, get to the bone in already. God.
Get to the bone in. She's going to. She's going to. Have you met women who are, like, I think that's interesting, like, to think that you're prude, like, if you are a prude and you're trying to, like, give that up. Like, you're trying to, like, usually you hear the women who were, like, crazy in high school. They were, like, Catholic schoolgirls, and then they, you know.
No, it's weird. I don't, the women that I know that are actually prudes don't give off the prudish vibe. They act like the biggest whores.
Oh,
but they don't give it up at all.
I think, yeah.
It's funny because I watch guys waste their time on them all the time.
And you can tell they're friends of yours and you're like, dude, she's not
going to
give it up.
Yeah, she's not going to.
Believe it or not, I was a prude like in high school and college. I was really concerned. I got over this. But I was concerned about what I was concerned about what men would think about me. I was like so concerned that they would judge me and that they would talk about it and they'd be like, oh, I had sex with Emily.
Yeah.
And then they would, so I was just, and I think I just didn't know that much about sex and I was just kind of prude. I was, not that I wouldn't have sex, but I was very like, I'd be careful and wait and only dated one guy. I was a serial monogamist.
Yeah.
And then I changed completely, but I'm not a whore. If that's what you were going to say.
Man. I wasn't going to say that.
Yeah, you were thinking it.
I wasn't thinking that. I was thinking about when are you going to start reading the next email.
Oh, stop. You.
I swear.
Emily, I love the show. FYI, I've had my best success in breaking the ice on sex toys by asking the simple question. Do you have a toy box? If they do, they will happily admit it. Then you can easily ask which ones and go from there. If not, then you have to find out without it being a big deal. Also, if the toys the other person have are too wild for you, then you know in advance not to go there with them in your next sexual encounter. Keep it coming, Paul from Marin County,
which is in
San Francisco. That's a great question. I've had guys say, like, so do you have any toys? Like, that is great because a lot of women don't want to whip out their vibrators unless they know because a lot of men have issues with it. They're intimidated by vibrators. They think it's a problem. So I think that's great just for a dude just to be like, so do you got any toys? Because that totally opens it up. And if she does, then bonus. And if she doesn't, then you know that that's not her thing and it's fine. So I think that's a great tactic. The guy should ask. Because the girls are sometimes shy.
You're into that, go for it.
If you're into that sort of thing.
If you, yeah.
Menace would be like, you got a toy box? I'm out of here.
No,
taxi.
I'm just saying just keep it on the shelf. That's all. What?
What?
It's just me. I'm not speaking for all men or anything like that.
I know, but I think that sex toys can be your best friend.
Really?
A man's best friend. Yes, they help. They help with sex lives. Okay, hi. I would need some suggestions about how to have my wife. I need some suggestions how to have my wife to feel desire again for me. I've been married for 12 years and I'm 46 and my wife is 52. I'd like to make love, and lately, even more so, my wife has lost the spark. Do you have any erotic medicine, LOL, or any suggestions? Thanks, Mario, and he's a premium member, so thank you, Mario, for being a premium Friends with Benefits Sex with Emily member. Okay, first of all, the first thing I have to always say is she's 52 years old. She might be going through – I mean, she might be past menopause already, but women's sexual libido, it changes during this time in her life. So has she been to the doctor? Has she gotten checked up? Is she taking any medications? That's always the first thing that we have to clear with someone because she could be taking medications that are inhibiting her sex drive, her ability to orgasm. So get that checked out. If the answer is no, then there are some things that you can look at in your relationship. Has there been a lot of undue stress lately, or has there been anxiety, or is there pressure? Have you guys been having some conflicts? I always say communication is lubrication. So a lot of times women and men withhold sex from each other when they're having issues that have just piled up over time. So I'm just wondering where you guys are at on your communication level. And then I would just think about you don't say here if you've actually approached her about it, because I think a lot of times men or women going through this won't want to bring it up, but it's just an issue. Like it's like the elephant in the room. Like we haven't had sex in whatever time in 6 months, but no one talks about it. So I would say that you need to have a conversation about it and ask her, you know, is it just that she's not turned on? Does she have issues with you? You have to have a real talk. And I know this seems really basic, but so many couples don't talk to each other about sex.
Yeah.
And then there's always the things you can do to spice it up. I would say plan vacation, take time away, bring in sex toys. Tell her how beautiful she is. Buy her something sexy.
Or just start accusing her of banging somebody else. You know? Just for fun.
Say,
I know you're sleeping with other people because you ain't sleeping with me.
Yeah.
And just start messing with her.
Yeah, that'd be fun, Menace. Thanks for your advice. Okay, so that's what we got for emails. And thanks, everyone. So please email me, and you can find me feedback@sexwithemily.com, or you can find me on the website, sexwithemily.com, which is a very easy way to just send in emails. And again, a lot of these people are premium members. They've joined. They become Friends with Benefits, which is like you want to become a Sex with Emily Friends with Benefits member today, because you will be getting so much for that.
Yes.
Lots of shows, lots of things. Okay, we'll move into some sex tips. Because it's Missionary Monday.
How's this work?
Okay. Mondays and the missionary position both have a bad rap for being unexciting, but we're going to make them interesting. Missionary position is... They do. Missionary
What's
position
wrong with
is
missionary?
Like, exactly, Ms. Menace. That's your problem. No. Nothing is wrong with missionary. There's nothing... In fact...
What?
We are giving all...
You just dissed it right now.
Well, it's
See,
just
that's your
that
problem.
Just, no. It's just that missionary position is the default, the most common position.
All right. What's your favorite
Man on
position?
Top. What's my favorite position?
Yeah.
I don't have a favorite position.
You don't?
No. Do you?
Maybe just a woman on top.
Right? So you, yeah. don't, have to do any, you don't have to do any work?
No, I still do some work.
But you like it because she looks hot and you can see her breasts. Is that right? Why do you like
Missionary? Yeah, of course, because I want to celebrate her body.
Hearing Menace say I want to celebrate her body is like, oh my god, he's been sitting across from me for way too long.
I'm just building your ego.
It's hot. No, because it's hot.
It's hot, and yeah, and of course I got to do less work, and then I can last longer too.
Right. Oh, really? You last longer that way. Okay, true. A lot of men do last longer in that position. So face to face. So here's some tips about the missionary and reasons why we like the missionary, and there's some great techniques in here that will improve her ability for orgasm as well. So here's what we got. Missionary position is face-to-face fun. It allows for easy entry and deep penetration. And it's one of the more enjoyable positions for couples who take pleasure in intimacy, meaning like staring into each other's eyes. I'm sure you do that.
Yeah.
When you're having sex, right, Menace?
Totally.
Do you stare into each other's eyes?
Of course.
And try also some of our – but here's some twists. So people – that's why the missionary is good. Looking into each other's eyes. It's intimate. It's like easy. It is like the easiest position. So – the first thing you can do is lift those legs. Have your partner lift and bend her legs a little, resting her feet flat on the mattress. Most women find this position much more comfortable than the usual missionary position. It allows for greater access to the vagina. I'm getting better at saying that word. And both partners will enjoy more intense stimulation. So just have her lift her legs up because it's more comfortable for her.
Yeah.
Right? So we all know that. But just reminding you, lock is key. For deeper penetration, have her raise her legs higher and lock them around you. Have you had a woman do that? She locks her legs around you. The reason why is this adds a pleasant feel for the woman as her partner, as her pubic bone gently rubs against her, as his pubic bone rubs against her clitoris. So if your legs are locked, your pubic bone is, your clitoris is rubbing against his pubic bone. So it's like more direct contact.
Yes.
She can add to your leverage by squeezing you close to her or even just hold you with her thighs. The higher she raises her legs, the deeper the penetration. So the higher you go up, you can put a pillow underneath you. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Okay, over the shoulders. This position allows men to attain the deepest possible penetration. But be careful. It's possible to get in too deep, which can cause her pain. Okay, this is one that I like. This is very true for I personally. Close those legs. When her legs are closed, the vagina tightens around your penis, ensuing more intense stimulation for both of you. This position also forces you to enter from a sharper angle towards the clitoris. A lot of women, to orgasm, need to have their legs closer together. And it's
Wait, what do you mean close your legs? How?
Like, you can close, like, okay, so if you're having sex, let's say I'm on the, well, it's missionary, so I'm on the bottom. You could still be sliding in and out if my legs are, like, tight, but I'm squeezing. Do you understand? Like, so my legs are, I'm, like, trying to describe. So my legs, so...
So you're just laying flat and your legs are
closed. I'm laying flat and my legs are closed.
Okay.
Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Kind of. It's kind of weird, but if you, like, a woman, it's easy to do.
Okay.
Like, a woman can just close her legs sometimes, and then it feels good to you because it's, like, clenching around your penis.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Get on your knees, boys. Kneel and sit on your ankles between her thighs. Her bottom and lower back should be elevated while her ankles or lower legs rest on your shoulders. You can place a pillow under her lower back to help support her. In this position, you can apply clitoral pressure with your hands as she can massage her clitoris with her fingers or, the best part of this position where you can watch yourself going in and out of her. A lot of men like that, the watching the in and out. But here's something that I brought. This is an inflatable position master.
Inflatable position master.
It's a pillow.
For all the people that are not watching,
it's an inflatable position master from Adam and Eve, and it's like a pillow, but you can use it in all these different ways. Like it has like ties on it and stuff.
Wow!
They just sent this to me, and it's
like
easy,
a sex wedge.
It's like a sex wedge. And Adam and Eve is a great place to go for sex toys.
Wait, so it has like
that is like a souped up pillow, because it's always great to place a pillow under her butt while you're having sex, because it elevates her pubic muscles, so she's closer to you in her clitoris. And so that's just one you can just keep under the bed and whip it out when you're having sex.
It looks like some guy's doing ass to mouth on here.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't look at it that closely, Memis, but...
What? It's very interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Even though they're all wearing underwear. That's funny.
That is funny. But speaking of Adam and Eve, everyone, we love Adam and Eve. You can go there and buy sex toys. You can buy porn. You can buy lingerie. You can do lots of cool things. Just enter coupon code Emily at checkout. You get 50% off most items. You can buy this inflatable position master today. And you get 50% off most items. And you get 3 adult DVDs and a free gift and free shipping. Just put on coupon code Emily at checkout.
They're really liking you over there. A lot of people have been enjoying the Adam and Eve.
I know, yeah. I know. And we have 2 new videos. So if you're a Friends Benefits member, you also get to see all of our new videos. And we have a really funny video that we're posting tomorrow or later on today about Sex Toy Day at the Sex Family Office, when the sex toys arrived and this was in the box and a lot of other things were in the box. And we have sex toy reviews coming in the next few weeks from the interns.
Cool.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Do you think when man was evolving, what was the primary position? Do you think it was a missionary, or do you think it was doggy style? Because a lot of animals do a doggy style.
That's a great question. Well, if you look at like the Kama Sutra and stuff, I mean, there are a lot different positions that have existed. I wonder then. What was the primary early evolutionary position that people were having sex? I don't know.
It might have been something crazy.
We should look that up.
Know. Yeah.
Well,
how many positions does the Kama Sutra have?
A lot.
A lot?
Hundreds.
That narrows it down. Hundreds?
Yeah, I think. No, maybe 50.
Dude,
I really don't know. I've done shows on tantric sex, but not a long time. Maybe we should add that to the list, tantric sex. I'd like to take a tantric sex class. I feel like I should by now. I should have done that after my polyamory class on Tuesday night.
That tantric feeling, the next one.
Okay, kneel down close to her butt. Hoist both of her legs onto one of your shoulders and let her guide you inside of her. Because the penis ultimately massages the side wall of the vagina, which usually doesn't get much tension, she will find this quite pleasurable. If you want to massage the opposite wall of her vagina, just shift her legs to the other shoulder. So hoist both of her legs onto one of your shoulders. So instead of just having both... Mm-hmm. They're on the that's kind of cool. Like, that is cool because you could
one
see that it would
up,
hit different angles.
One
no, they both are on,
down?
But they're both on one shoulder. But it's kind of like they're both on one shoulder, so you're hitting her at a different angle.
Yeah, that's a new one.
That is a new one. You've never done that, have you?
No.
Okay. Next one is one of my favorites. Are you going to try any of these? Are you taking notes?
Yeah, I'm taking notes.
Oh, good.
I'll look at sexwithemily.com later. That's when you're going to post them,
we'll
right?
We'll post everything at sexwithemily.com, which is your new favorite website, if you didn't know. And Emily Morse, you can also get it through Emily Morse if you're in your office and they won't let you access Sex with Emily. You can do Emily Morse, M-O-R-C. And, okay, cat position, the coital alignment technique.
The cat position?
Yep.
All right.
I love this position.
Explain.
I know. It's hard to explain, but I want to give people sex tips, but it's also harder. Like, I feel like I need... a whiteboard to explain. But this position allows sexual pleasure to build slowly, resulting in an intense and intimate clitoral orgasm. So here's what happens with the cat. The guys slide 2 to 4 inches forward from the typical missionary position and cup your arms around her shoulder so that your body falls flat against hers. So you're on top of her, but you're up further. So instead of just being like that, you like slide up like a few inches more. So you're like, I'll explain this. Both your spine should be straight and the base of your penis should rub against her clitoris. Both your legs should be straight out and touching while she pushes her pelvis upward 2 inches. You should push down gently to give a slight counter resistance. There shouldn't be any in and out. It's more of an up and down movement. So you're not going in and out. It's like you're up and down since you're on, like, does that make sense? You're up more. And since the genitals are sharing such a close quarters, it should be a pleasurable experience for both of you. This is my book, actually, that's coming out, this technique. It's a very popular one. Especially for women who have a hard time orgasming during missionary position. The cat position, coital alignment technique, is your new best friend. And if you just add some little quirks to the missionary position, you'll find that your partner will suddenly find sex not only more enjoyable, but also quite variant. That's what I got for sex tips. For sex tips. But then tomorrow, I think you're going to have to get comfortable with tomorrow's topic. So I'm just going to give you a little teaser.
Yeah.
It's Let's Play Ball. Tomorrow we're getting in-depth about the likes and dislikes of playing with his testicles in the bedroom.
Oh,
it's
no.
Testicle Tuesday.
Testicle Tuesday.
Yeah, but I know you don't like that. See, that's what we're going to talk about, because a lot of people have, like, women have, like, ball phobia. Like, mm-hmm. They're afraid to touch the balls. Like, I remember I was like that when there was guys who – I remember hearing once, like, God, you have to be, like, so careful. Like, that's your first message about balls and testicles. Growing up as a woman is, like, don't get close to them. Like, you're going to hurt him. He's going to freak out. So I think that I, for a long time, never even, like, just totally pretended they didn't even exist.
As you should. No,
but then,
some guys are into it.
Some guys, you got to do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So those were some missionary things. And then tomorrow's testicles. And we've got a really fun show this week.
Cool.
So
what happened? I thought we were doing the 20 question thing today.
We are. We were going to do it today, but we're doing it tomorrow. No, we were never going to do it. We are doing it. We're doing it tomorrow.
I don't know. I was ready for that today. That's what I was waiting for.
Oh, well, we're doing that tomorrow. So, okay. Here we got to plug that again. So, because we got actually a bunch of questions.
Uh-huh.
So we're playing. We got some really funny questions.
Is there one that we can do today and do some tomorrow?
Yeah, we took it. What was the?
Is that okay?
Yeah, we could do one. But let me explain what 20 questions is again.
Okay.
So 20 questions is just email me or on Facebook. You could do it on my Facebook page, Sex with Emily, or you can email me feedback@sexwithemily. And we want to know, are there any questions that you have for Menace or I about sex or about anything that you've been wanting to know? And we will answer. We will answer the question. And the best question wins a special sex prize.
Okay.
A sex toy gift. So, Kelsey, can you remember one of them?
One of them was, have you ever had sex in the rain?
Have I ever had sex in the rain?
Sex in the rain. Are you going first? Or?
I guess so. Have I ever had sex in the rain? I don't think so. I've had sex on the snow.
Yeah.
On the ice. Ice skating.
Yeah.
On the ice, but not in the rain. Have you?
No, but I was in a limo and it was raining outside. Does that count?
That does count.
Okay.
I guess so. That's perfect. But I love having sex inside when it's raining outside.
Yeah. No, I mean, there's nothing else to do.
Right. But there's something about the rain, like, especially in Michigan where I grew up and you'd have those thunderstorms. Do you know about thunderstorms?
Yeah.
Have you experienced them? Because people in California don't.
No. Every time for some reason I go to Wyoming or Idaho, there's like lightning and thunderstorms like crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, right. I miss that here.
Yeah, we don't have that here.
I'm going home to Michigan and I'm going to experience those, I hope.
Sweet.
I love it. I'm going to have sex and thunderstorms.
What was I going to say? There was the thing that over this weekend, the eco sex convention.
Oh, I didn't go.
You didn't go, but it was all about people that were like
marrying the
sun. Having not marrying, but a lot of it was just like having sex in nature, and
I know
they get off on that, like going in the woods and having sex in the middle of the woods, or
right,
in the middle of fields, and
I know I have some friends who went to that. And my friend from sex school is going to be on the show next week, and she's going to probably talk about that. About the eco sex thing, because they all went and I just couldn't make it. I had to go to this party on Friday night.
Okay.
But there's lots of sex classes and stuff that I'm doing in the next few weeks, so I'll be sharing all that information with everybody.
That's fun.
So what were some of the other, well, we should do them all. Do you remember one more?
Do you guys have any fetishes that you want to tell listeners about?
Do we have any fetishes? That was another question. We're going to pick the best question. You can email us today. We're going to be deciding tomorrow who the winner is for the best question, and you're going to win a special, awesome sex toy, sex prize. Okay, do I have any fetishes? I don't. I wish I did, though. Like, I always wish that I had a fetish, because people with fetishes just seem so, like, they specifically know exactly what's going to turn them on every time. And like, you know, they have a fetish about feet, for example, or
yeah,
anything. There's a million things to fetish about. Women's lingerie. I do not have a fetish, really. I wish I don't. I'm working on it. Do you?
So lame. No, there's one thing that I
really
find,
turns you on.
Yeah, that I think is really sexy is, you know, when it's hot and everyone starts, you know, wearing shorts and stuff like that. The girls will wear the tall socks with the rim, the color rim around it.
Oh, you
I
like
think
that? Like
hot.
Basketball,
yeah.
Like the basketball socks,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, the big tall socks.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's That's cute.
With shorts?
Yeah, with shorts. Yeah,
that is
I think
cute.
That's hot. Yeah.
Oh, what else do you think is hot that a woman wears?
I think, no, that's the number one thing that
number
sticks
one
out.
Thing.
Yeah.
That was kind of like trendy for a while. There was like a restaurant in the city where women did that.
Yeah.
It was too friggin' hot to wear those socks today. Today it's like 75 degrees.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
It's crazy.
I know. I love it.
And then I do like, you know, every guy likes high boots, but I don't like the boots that are so high that they go over the knee.
Me neither.
Those
are
look
tough.
Like you are going fly fishing. You know?
I agree. I have a pair of those and they're not attractive.
Yeah.
I put them on. I'm like, they're not cute on me. Like, I thought they were cute. I should give them my entrance, see if they like them, because we all wear the same size shoes, we decided.
Do you also know what else is, like, big with ladies?
And they might like them. I'm too short.
That's not attractive is the high waist pants.
Yeah,
like,
that's not a good look.
Women love that, but I'm sorry.
But
it
they're
looks
not
terrible.
Really, they're not really, I guess they are kind of in style. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're like
they
super,
were really
super
hot
skinny.
Like a year and a half ago, but now, but people are like, are trying to keep them around and they suck.
It's not a good look. Do you like the women who wear like the lower pants? Like that are like, you could see, remember that was really, like,
oh, where you can like see more of their navel and stuff like that? Yeah, whatever.
I like men in suits.
Men in suits.
I think that's hot. Because you don't see men in suits that often.
I see them every day.
Oh, at work.
Yeah,
you do.
But,
see, I don't. I see them walking around here. I think
laugh
that's
at them.
Hot.
I always pick like the worst like retail store. And you go, oh, so what? Is there a 2-for-1 deal on your suit today?
That's nice.
Or I go, do you have a court hearing today? Like,
do you have any suits?
I did. I used to dress. I used to be a manager of a wireless store. So I had like a bunch of, about 45 ties and I had a couple suits.
45 ties?
Yeah,
that's
I was
a lot.
Really into ties.
You know, ties are good for bondage.
Really?
Yeah. The first time I ever had a guy tie me up was in college after a formal. We went to like some, I was a sorority girl.
Yeah.
Shock. We went to some formal event and he took his tie and like, and it was. So I always think of ties as bondage material.
Yeah.
But that's just my brain goes there.
And then he had his way with you?
Kind of, but we were so drunk and nothing really happened. But it was like a good concept.
It was a good...
It was his 21st
birthday.
Didn't go nowhere?
It was his birthday?
Yeah.
You didn't give him none?
Oh, I did, but I think we were so... You know, in college, you just get so drunk. Like, we rented a hotel room. I rented a hotel room. It was so nice to me. This was his 21st birthday. Rented a hotel room, got like him like a cake and everything, and it was like a really big deal. And the cake was in the closet because I had gone to the hotel room early and set up this whole night. But then we were just too drunk to do anything, and I forgot about the cake. And yeah, anyway.
Forgot about the cake.
I mean, like the next morning, I was like, "Oh yeah, I got your cake," and I did all these things. But we were just drunk. You just get drunk, just wasted. Yeah,
wow.
It was good times. College. Okay, so that's what I got today. Do you have anything else to add to the equation, except
no,
for tomorrow's
but,
Testicle
yeah, have
Tuesday?
Have the questions ready for tomorrow.
I will, for sure. We just wanted to get, I know we said today, but today was Missionary Monday, so we
missionary
really want
Monday.
To do that. But we wanted to give people another day to send in questions, and we got some really funny ones, and Menace and I will answer all of, we were going to answer them all. We're going to pick 20 of the best questions and go through them tomorrow. So you have to be ready to answer
questions.
I'm
ready.
Because there's some serious, you know.
Serious stuff. I'm down.
Yeah.
All right.
You love it?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. I need to tell you about one of the great companies that's keeping my show free. Who doesn't want to spice things up in the bedroom? Maybe you've been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie. Well, here's a really special offer for my Sex with Emily listeners. Go to adamandeve.com and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. So this is a great time to try a couple's toy like the Lilo Siri or a vibrating ring or even a rabbit. But that's not all. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration, plus a free extra gift. So sexy, I just want to surprise you with it. And to top it all off, Adam and Eve will throw in free shipping on your entire order. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type Emily for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. So just use offer code Emily at adamandeve.com. Thanks for listening.